Breakfast with Alison Butterworth and Phil Trope.
BBC Radio Manchester.
So let's get a national perspective on this. The independent think tank Respublica published a report at the end of last year saying 1 in 10 beds in Britain's care homes will disappear in the next 5 years. Philip Blond is their director. Good morning, Mr. Blond. Why will they disappear?
Well, they'll disappear for a combination of reasons. One, for the one, the very sad story you've just told, that a lot of these care homes, particularly the small operators, they just can't make it pay on the money that the local authorities are allowed to pay for that care. And essentially, the cost of running these homes is greater than the fees that local authorities are able to pay. So they close.
Isn't the suggestion that having a welfare state is to provide a state that can care for people at their vulnerable stage in life? They're beyond an age where stress should be a factor, and the welfare state should be there to provide the care, and it's not about pound notes.
Well, that's true, but that was a contract that was done back when life expectancy was about 20, 30 years less than it is. And we're now in a situation where we've got life expectancy going through the roof, but we've got a funding and healthcare settlement that assumes not many people won't make it to 65. And it's also true that we've got this really awful division between the NHS, which is completely free, and social care, which you have to pay for. Now, everybody accepts this division is broken, and also we've got 30 to 40% of people in hospitals who shouldn't be in hospitals and who are costing us. Hospital beds are roughly 3 times more expensive than residential care beds, but they have nowhere else to go because...
So the pound notes don't add up in that perspective then, do they?
Sorry, what was that?
The sums don't add up because we're spending more than we should be doing if we're in hospital beds that are more expensive.
You're quite right. What we have is a completely dysfunctional health system that isn't now equipped for the diseases that we face. So the original health system was designed for when you broke your leg or you got tuberculosis, you know, worked very well. Now we have a chronic system where we all live a lot longer and we've got the diseases, dementia, obesity, diabetes that go with that. But our system can't cope.
Finally, can I just ask you what the most dire prediction is here?
The most dire prediction is that, according to Respublica's calculations, we'll lose about 37,000 beds within the next 5 years. And those people will flood NHS wards and essentially pack out and overwhelm hospitals, costing us $3 billion a year. So we need a new settlement now.
All right, we'll leave it on that grim prediction. Philip Blond, Director of Respublica, thanks for coming on to speak to us 17 minutes past 8.
The headlines this morning, a man's been arrested after a double stabbing in bed.